to Fahim English Podcast, hosted by, of course, me, Mohammed Fahim. Hope you enjoyed this episode. سلام عرض می کنم خدمت همه شنوندگان محترم پادکست فهیم انگلیش. امیدوارم که از پادکست هفتگی ما لذت ببرید. دوستان عزیز، در پادکستی که در ادامه خواهید شنید و اپیزودهای بعدی اون مسلماً به صورت هفتگی در اختیار شما قرار میگیره، قرار هست که کتاب 1000 Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day رو با هم دیگه کار کنیم. سعی میشه که در این برنامه و اپیزودهایی که قرار هست بیاد راجب در هر مسلماً هر برنامه و هر قسمت راجب یکی از موضوعات این کتاب صحبت کنیم و کلمات و کالوکیشن هایی که توی این کتاب به کار رفته رو برای شما تشریح کنیم و راجبشون صحبت کنیم. So stay tuned and let's do this together. در اپیزود اول پادکست فهیم انگلیش قصد داریم تا مقداری راجع به مقوله فامیلی صحبت کنیم. فامیلی، کانون گرمی که همه ما به اون تعلق داریم و از روز اول خودمون رو در این کانون پیدا می‌کنیم. So the first thing that I have to tell you when it comes to family is kind of a division that we have here. We have immediate family and also extended family. اولین چیزی که باید در رابطه با فامیلی بدونید واژه immediate و extended هست. اگه من راجع به immediate family صحبت کنم، منظورم your parents and your siblings هستش، یعنی پدر و مادر و خواهر و برادر، یا کلمه siblings که به همون خواهر و برادر اشاره میکنه. So this is your immediate family. اقوام درجه یک شما هستند که احتمالاً میتونید هم رابطه خوب با اونا داشته باشید، یا ممکنه که you might not really have a very good relationship with them. I hope the former is the case. امیدوارم که همون مورد اول در رابطه با شما صدق کنه. Anyways, the second kind of family that we have to talk about, or the kind of family that you have but they're not your immediate family, would be your extended family. کلمه extended. Extended family شما شامل اقوام دیگه‌تون میشن. Like your uncles, cousins, great aunts, etc. You know, like we talked about immediate family. And aside from them, okay, those who could be your cousins, other relatives, like uncles, those are your extended family, okay? اینها شامل extended family میشن. اگه دقت کرده باشید توی بعضی از کتاب ها or in some magazines، در بعضی از مجلات میبینیم که وقتی که میخوان راجع به یک خانواده مطرح صحبت کنند and they want to explain the relationships among the members of that family، they show these relationships through a family tree. Okay, از طریق یک family tree یا درخت خانوادگی این روابط رو نشون میدن. Family tree. Collocation بعدی ما این هست. Family tree. You can show your family tree to everyone or anyone you want. Okay. You can draw it on a piece of paper and you can show it to anyone. Just like that. خب ما چیزی که راجع به صحبت کردیم بحث immediate family و extended family بود. اما خوبه که بدونید ما یه سری از افراد رو توی خانوادمون داریم که رابطمون خیلی نزدیک با اونها نیست. Okay. In other words, they are our distant relatives. Distant relative, okay? اگه کسی distant relative شما باشه، مسلماً اون شخص مثل اعضای خانوادتون بهتون نزدیک نیست و جزو اقوام دور شما محسوب میشه. A distant relative. در ابتدای پادکست صحبتمون رو با این شروع کردیم که ممکنه شما رابطتون بین اعضای خانواده‌ای که دارید خوب باشه و یا بد باشه، که من امیدوارم که اولی موردی هستش که راجبش صحبت میکنیم. Now I want to give you some words and idioms and of course the collocations which are used in this context, okay? این کالکیشن ها، همایی ها و واژه ها و ساختارهایی که به صورت اصطلاحی به کار میرن رو خوبه و باید بدونیم اگه بخوایم که صحبتمون رو مقداری تقویت کنیم و به درستی راجع به این مسائل صحبت کنیم. So you can either have a loving family, okay? A loving family, for example, if you are having a very good relationship with the other members of your family, اگه رابطه خیلی خوبی داشته باشید, you can say that I have a loving family, okay? Everybody loves each other in the family. Or it could also be a close-knit family. Close-knit family. Close-knit family. دقت کنید من اینو close دوستان تلفظ نمی کنم. Close هست. Close-knit. Close-knit family میتونه به معنای همون loving family باشه. یعنی رابطه هاتون با هم دیگه خیلی خوب و نزدیک به هم هست در خانواده. Okay? So these expressions refer to a family that has good relationships, okay? Everyone loves each other. That's the kind of family that I wish everybody has. خب شما ممکنه به خزه خانوادتون و اون کانونی که توش بزرگ شدید یک carefree childhood داشته باشید. A carefree childhood, okay? When you were little, okay? So the expectations were not really high from you. زیاد انتظارات ازتون نبود and you did whatever you liked. So that's a kind of family, that's a kind of period of life that we might call a carefree childhood. Yes. Sometimes it's great, you know, like a carefree childhood. You can do everything you want. You can, I don't know, be the naughty boy and... or the naughty girl, and, yeah, have a lot of fun with other kids in the neighborhood. اگه carefree childhood داشته باشید، مسلماً دوران بچگی شما اونقدری restricted و limited نبوده و هر کاری که دوست داشتید رو انجام دادید. You didn't really have to worry about anything. So that's the collocation, carefree childhood. Keep it in mind, okay? هرچند که شخصا دوست ندارم راجع به این قضیه زیاد صحبت کنم، اما باید بپذیریم که بعضی وقتا مسئله طلاق یک مسئله جدی توی بعضی از خانواده ها میشه. And as English learners, we have to know how to talk about this issue, okay? You can't just whip it under the carpet and pretend that it doesn't exist. نمیتونیم وانمود کنیم که این قضیه وجود نداره. We have to be able to talk about it. And here are some collocations that will definitely help us get our meanings across and talk about the divorce issue. So, you know, sometimes parents go through a bitter divorce. Bitter divorce. کلمه bitter به معنی تلخ. Bitter divorce. این تلخ با واژه divorce پس به کار میره. یک... طلاق تلخ، پروسه طلاق تلخ و ناخوشایند، bitter divorce, which means a separation in which, you know, like there are angry feelings between the husband and wife, okay? They hate each other's guts, they hate each other. That's the kind of divorce we might call a bitter divorce, okay? There might also be a messy divorce. ما میتونیم همچنین راجع به این قضیه این رو در نظر بگیریم که یک طلاق میتونه مسی باشه. احتمالاً مسی رو قبلا شنیدید. واژه مسی یعنی به هم ریخته، آشفته. و به این معنی اگه یک طلاق مسی باشه، it means that the process of this divorce is prolonged, یعنی it's dragged out، طولانی میشه. And there are a lot of conflicts here. خیلی مسائل بین دو نفر به وجود میاد. کشمکش های زیادی داره. این the kind of, it's the kind of divorce we might call as messy divorce. وقتی که زن و شوهر به قانون مراجعه میکنن و طلاقشون رو ثبت میکنن, there will be divorce settlement, okay? شرایطی که هر دو طرف با اون توافق میکنن در رابطه با طلاقشون. This is divorce settlement. Settlement, or the other way that is normally pronounced is settlement, okay? Pass settlement or settlement, K که میتونه با واژه divorce بیاد، همون توافقیه که بعد از طلاق انجام میشه. This is what we call as divorce settlement. و نهایتاً این خانواده‌ای که طلاق براش اتفاق میفته و مجبورن که این قضیه رو ادامه بدن و وارد این ماجرا بشن، میشه اسمشون رو a broken home گذاشت. Okay? So a family in which there are divorces or separations in sometimes this is called a broken home. Okay? So this family is referred to as a broken home. Like that. So broken home means a family in which there are a lot of divorces going on, okay, or the issue of separation is a really hot topic. You'll hear about it all the time. So that's a broken home. So that was it. Thank you for listening to our podcast and following us. It really means a lot. I hope you enjoyed our speech about the family issue. Of course, this was the first part of it, and we're also going to have the other parts coming in from next week, so stay tuned and try to check the website regularly for the latest podcast and the episodes. امیدوارم که دوست داشته باشید این پادکست رو، امیدوارم که بتونید ازش استفاده کافی رو ببرید، and فراموش نکنید که حتما به صورت روزانه وبسایت ما رو چک کنید و از اطلاعیه جدید، مقالات مفیدی که در اختیار شما قرار خواهیم داد و پادکست جذابی که در آینده مطمئنا برای شما در نظر خواهیم داشت استفاده کافی رو ببرید. This is Mohammed Fahim Nia and I hope that everything is going to work out well with you in your English. Have fun, listen to a podcast all the time. Make sure that it's Fahim English Podcast. That's it.